In our journey through life, we often find ourselves dwelling on the past. We get caught up in regrets, mistakes, and missed opportunities. We replay events over and over in our minds, wishing we could go back and change things. But the truth is, we cannot change the past. It is a fixed point in time that cannot be altered. In this video, we'll explore the teachings of Marcus Aurelius and discover powerful insights on how to cultivate a more fulfilling, peaceful, and meaningful life. From finding happiness in the simple things to embracing change and being fully present in the moment, these ancient wisdoms have the power to transform your life. Lesson 1. Accept that the past cannot be changed. One of the most profound teachings of Marcus Aurelius is the importance of accepting that the past cannot be changed. It is a simple yet powerful concept that can have a profound impact on how we view and approach our lives. When we hold on to regrets and dwell on what could have been, we create unnecessary suffering for ourselves. We become trapped in a cycle of longing for a different outcome, constantly replaying events in our minds, and wishing things had turned out differently. But no matter how much we wish or hope, we cannot alter what has already happened. Acceptance does not mean resignation or giving up. It is about acknowledging the reality of the past and understanding that we have no control over it. It is about recognizing that the only moment we truly have power over is the present. By accepting the unchangeable nature of the past, we free ourselves from the burden of trying to rewrite history. We release ourselves from the shackles of regret and self-blame. Instead of dwelling on what could have been, we can focus our energy on what is within our control, the choices we make in the present moment. Acceptance allows us to let go of attachment to outcomes and embrace the beauty of impermanence. It teaches us to appreciate the lessons and experiences that the past has brought us, even if they were painful or challenging. It reminds us that every moment, whether joyful or sorrowful, has contributed to shaping who we are today. In accepting the unchangeable nature of the past, we also cultivate resilience and strength. We learn to adapt to life's inevitable ups and downs with grace and equanimity. We become more present and mindful, fully embracing the richness of each passing moment. By accepting that the past cannot be changed, we open ourselves up to new possibilities and opportunities. We can focus on personal growth, self-improvement, and nurturing meaningful relationships. We can channel our energy into creating a better present and future for ourselves and those around us. So let us embrace the wisdom of Marcus Aurelius and accept that the past is beyond our control. Let us release ourselves from the chains of regret and instead focus on living fully in the present moment. By doing so, we can find peace, joy, and fulfillment in our lives, knowing that we have the power to shape our future, even if we cannot change our past. Lesson 2. Be open to things not staying the same forever. Another fundamental teaching of Marcus Aurelius is the importance of being open to the impermanent nature of life. He reminds us that nothing stays the same forever, and that change is an inherent part of the human experience. Many of us resist change, preferring instead the comfort of familiarity and routine. We cling to what we know, afraid of the unknown and uncertain. But Marcus Aurelius challenges us to embrace the inevitability of change and to flow with it, rather than resisting it. By being open to change, we free ourselves from the limitations of our own thinking and open ourselves up to new possibilities and opportunities. We become more adaptable and resilient, able to navigate life's ups and downs with greater ease and grace. Being open to change also allows us to let go of attachment to outcomes. We learn to appreciate the present moment for what it is, rather than constantly striving for something different or better. We become more mindful and present, fully experiencing the richness of each passing moment. Furthermore, being open to change enables us to cultivate a growth mindset. We view challenges and setbacks as opportunities for learning and growth, rather than insurmountable obstacles. We become more creative and innovative, able to see beyond the limitations of our own thinking. But being open to change does not mean being reckless or impulsive. It means approaching life with a sense of curiosity and openness, rather than fear or resistance. It means being willing to take risks and try new things, while also being grounded in our values and principles. So let us heed the wisdom of Marcus Aurelius and be open to the impermanent nature of life. Let us embrace change as a natural part of the human experience and flow with it, rather than resisting it. By doing so, we can cultivate resilience, creativity, and growth in our lives, while also finding joy and fulfillment in the present moment. Lesson 3. Learn from mistakes. One of the valuable teachings of Marcus Aurelius is the importance of learning from our mistakes. He emphasizes that mistakes are not something to be ashamed of or avoided, but rather opportunities for growth and self-improvement. We are all human, and as humans, we are bound to make mistakes. It is through these mistakes that we gain valuable insights and wisdom. Marcus Aurelius encourages us to embrace our mistakes as teachers and to approach them with a mindset of curiosity and self-reflection. Learning from our mistakes requires humility and a willingness to take responsibility for our actions. Instead of deflecting blame or making excuses, we must be willing to acknowledge our errors and their consequences. By doing so, we can begin the process of learning and growing from them. Reflecting on our mistakes allows us to identify patterns and behaviors that may be holding us back. It helps us understand the underlying causes behind our actions and make necessary adjustments. By gaining this self-awareness, we can break free from negative patterns and make better choices in the future. Furthermore, learning from our mistakes enables us to develop resilience and perseverance. It teaches us that failure is not a permanent state, but a stepping stone towards success. Each mistake becomes an opportunity to learn, adapt, and improve. It is through these experiences that we build the strength and determination to overcome future challenges. However, it is important to note that learning from mistakes does not mean dwelling on them or allowing them to define us. It means extracting the lessons, forgiving ourselves, and moving forward with newfound wisdom. Marcus Aurelius reminds us that our mistakes do not define our worth, but rather provide us with the opportunity to become better versions of ourselves. So, learning from our mistakes is a crucial aspect of personal growth and self-improvement. By embracing our mistakes as opportunities for learning, we can gain valuable insights, develop resilience, and make better choices in the future. Let us heed the teachings of Marcus Aurelius and approach our mistakes with humility, curiosity, and a commitment to continuous improvement. Lesson 4. Let go of resentment. Another profound teaching of Marcus Aurelius is the importance of letting go of resentment. Resentment is a negative emotion that can weigh us down and prevent us from living a fulfilling and peaceful life. Marcus Aurelius encourages us to release this burden and cultivate a mindset of forgiveness and understanding. Resentment often stems from holding on to past grievances or perceived wrongs. It can consume our thoughts and emotions, creating a cycle of anger, bitterness, and negativity. But Marcus Aurelius reminds us that holding on to resentment only harms ourselves, not those we resent. It is like carrying a heavy burden that weighs us down and prevents us from moving forward. To let go of resentment, we must first acknowledge and accept the pain or hurt that we have experienced. It is essential to recognize that holding on to resentment does not serve us in any positive way. Instead, it keeps us trapped in the past, preventing us from fully embracing the present moment. Forgiveness is a powerful tool in releasing resentment. It is not about condoning or forgetting the actions that have caused us pain, but about freeing ourselves from the emotional bondage that resentment creates. By forgiving others, we liberate ourselves from the negative emotions that hold us captive. Forgiving ourselves is equally important. Often, we hold on to resentment towards ourselves for past mistakes or perceived failures. But Marcus Aurelius teaches us that self-forgiveness is an essential part of personal growth and self-compassion. We must recognize that we are human, capable of making mistakes, and deserving of forgiveness and understanding. Letting go of resentment requires a shift in perspective. It involves choosing to focus on the present moment rather than dwelling on past grievances. It means redirecting our energy towards positive and constructive actions that promote healing and growth. By letting go of resentment, we create space for compassion, empathy, and understanding. We develop the ability to see situations from different perspectives and to approach conflicts with a mindset of reconciliation rather than retaliation. We foster healthier relationships and cultivate inner peace. So, letting go of resentment is a transformative practice that allows us to live with greater peace, compassion, and emotional freedom. By embracing the teachings of Marcus Aurelius and choosing forgiveness over resentment, we can release the burdens of the past and create a more fulfilling present and future for ourselves and those around us. Lesson 5. Be true to yourself and live with honesty. Marcus Aurelius teaches us the importance of being true to ourselves and living with honesty. This principle reminds us to align our actions and choices with our values, integrity, and inner truth. Being true to ourselves means honoring our authentic selves, embracing our unique qualities, and living in alignment with our core beliefs and principles. It requires self-awareness and self-acceptance, as well as the courage to express our true thoughts and feelings. Living with honesty involves being truthful in our words and actions. It means avoiding deceit, falsehoods, and manipulation. Honesty fosters trust and authenticity in our relationships, as well as within ourselves. When we are honest, we build a solid foundation of integrity and credibility. Being true to ourselves and living with honesty requires self-reflection and introspection. It involves examining our motives, values, and intentions. It means being willing to confront our own biases, prejudices, and shortcomings. By doing so, we can strive for personal growth and self-improvement. Living with honesty also means accepting responsibility for our actions and choices. It requires accountability for the impact we have on others and the world around us. When we live with honesty, we acknowledge the consequences of our decisions and take steps to make amends when necessary. Furthermore, being true to ourselves and living with honesty allows us to cultivate authenticity and genuine connections with others. When we are true to ourselves, we attract people who appreciate us for who we truly are. Our relationships become more meaningful and fulfilling when built on a foundation of honesty and authenticity. However, being true to ourselves and living with honesty does not mean disregarding the feelings or perspectives of others. It means balancing our own needs and values with empathy and respect for others. It involves open-mindedness, active listening, and a willingness to consider different viewpoints. Embracing Marcus Aurelius' teachings on being true to ourselves and living with honesty can lead to a more fulfilling and authentic life. By aligning our actions with our values, practicing honesty in our words and deeds, and cultivating self-awareness, we can create meaningful connections, build trust, and live with integrity. Let us strive to be true to ourselves and live with honesty as we navigate the complexities of life. Lesson 6. Appreciate the good things in your life. Marcus Aurelius reminds us of the importance of appreciating the good things in our lives. In a world often filled with distractions and challenges, it is easy to overlook the blessings and positive aspects that surround us. However, by cultivating a mindset of gratitude and appreciation, we can find joy and contentment in even the simplest of things. Appreciating the good things in our lives starts with cultivating mindfulness and being present in the moment. It involves taking the time to pause, reflect, and truly acknowledge the positive aspects of our lives. It means shifting our focus from what is lacking to what we already have. Gratitude allows us to recognize the abundance that exists within and around us. It helps us see the beauty in everyday moments, the kindness of others, and the opportunities for growth and learning. By appreciating the good things in our lives, we nurture a sense of fulfillment and contentment. Moreover, practicing gratitude can have a profound impact on our overall well-being. Research has shown that gratitude is linked to increased happiness, improved relationships, and better mental health. It can help us navigate challenges with resilience and perspective, knowing that there are still blessings to be found amidst difficulties. Appreciating the good things in our lives also extends to expressing gratitude to others. Marcus Aurelius encourages us to acknowledge and appreciate the contributions and kindness of those around us. By expressing gratitude, we not only uplift others, but also strengthen our connections and foster a sense of community. It is important to note that appreciating the good things does not mean ignoring or denying the challenges or hardships we may face. It is about finding a balance between acknowledging both the positive and negative aspects of life. By appreciating the good, we can find solace, strength, and inspiration to navigate through difficult times. Marcus Aurelius teaches us the transformative power of appreciating the good things in our lives. By cultivating gratitude, we can find joy, contentment, and resilience amidst life's challenges. Let us embrace this practice of appreciation and open our hearts to the abundance that surrounds us each day. Lesson 7. Focus on what's within your control. Marcus Aurelius emphasizes the importance of focusing on what is within our control. In life, there are many circumstances and events that are outside of our influence. However, by directing our attention and efforts towards what we can control, we can find greater peace, effectiveness, and personal growth. Focusing on what's within our control means recognizing that we have power over our thoughts, attitudes, and actions. We have the ability to choose how we respond to situations and how we perceive the world around us. By shifting our focus inward, we can cultivate a sense of empowerment and agency. One aspect that is within our control is our mindset. We can choose to adopt a positive and growth-oriented mindset, even in the face of challenges. We can cultivate resilience, optimism, and a belief in our ability to overcome obstacles. By nurturing a constructive mindset, we can approach difficulties with determination and find creative solutions. Our actions are also within our control. We can choose to take proactive steps towards our goals, make conscious decisions aligned with our values, and prioritize our time and energy on meaningful pursuits. By focusing on what we can do, rather than dwelling on what we cannot change, we can make progress and create positive change in our lives. Furthermore, we have control over how we engage with others and the quality of our relationships. We can choose to communicate with kindness, empathy, and respect. We can set boundaries, practice active listening, and seek understanding. By focusing on nurturing healthy connections, we can foster meaningful relationships that enrich our lives. It is important to recognize that there are aspects of life that are beyond our control. External events, the actions of others, and unpredictable circumstances may impact us. However, by accepting this reality and focusing on what is within our control, we can avoid unnecessary stress, frustration, and disappointment. Marcus Aurelius teaches us the power of focusing on what's within our control. By directing our attention towards our thoughts, actions, mindset, and relationships, we can find a sense of empowerment and navigate life's challenges with greater resilience and effectiveness. Let us embrace this teaching and strive to focus on what we can control, while accepting and adapting to the aspects of life that are beyond our influence. Lesson 8. Take time to think about yourself and your actions. Marcus Aurelius encourages us to take time to think about ourselves and our actions. In the business of life, it is easy to get caught up in the external world and neglect our inner selves. However, by dedicating moments of reflection and self-examination, we can gain valuable insights, cultivate self-awareness, and make conscious choices. Taking time to think about ourselves involves creating space for introspection and self-reflection. It means setting aside moments of solitude and silence to delve into our thoughts, emotions, and experiences. By doing so, we can gain a deeper understanding of ourselves, our values, and our aspirations. Self-reflection allows us to assess our actions and behaviors. It helps us recognize patterns, habits, and tendencies that may be hindering our personal growth or causing harm to ourselves or others. Through honest self-assessment, we can identify areas for improvement and make conscious efforts to align our actions with our values. Moreover, taking time to think about ourselves enables us to nurture self-care and well-being. It allows us to check in with our physical, mental, and emotional states. By tuning into our needs and desires, we can make choices that prioritize our health, happiness, and overall fulfillment. In addition to self-reflection, Marcus Aurelius encourages us to think about our actions. This involves considering the consequences of our choices and behaviors. It means taking responsibility for the impact we have on ourselves, others, and the world around us. By thinking about our actions, we can make more intentional decisions that align with our values and contribute positively to our lives and the lives of others. Taking time to think about ourselves and our actions also fosters personal growth and self-improvement. It allows us to learn from our mistakes, celebrate our successes, and set goals for the future. By continuously questioning and challenging ourselves, we can evolve into the best versions of ourselves. Marcus Aurelius teaches us the value of taking time to think about ourselves and our actions. Through self-reflection, introspection, and thoughtful consideration of our choices, we can cultivate self-awareness, make conscious decisions, and nurture personal growth. Let us embrace this practice of self-reflection and dedicate moments of contemplation to deepen our understanding of ourselves and live a more intentional and fulfilling life. Lesson 9. Embrace change. Marcus Aurelius reminds us of the importance of embracing change. In life, change is inevitable and constant. Rather than resisting or fearing change, we can choose to embrace it as an opportunity for growth, adaptation, and transformation. Embracing change requires a mindset of openness and flexibility. It means letting go of attachments to the familiar and being willing to step into the unknown. By embracing change, we open ourselves up to new experiences, perspectives, and possibilities. Change can be uncomfortable and challenging, as it often disrupts our routines and brings uncertainty. However, it is through embracing change that we can discover our resilience, strength, and capacity for personal development. Change provides us with opportunities to learn, evolve, and expand our horizons. Moreover, embracing change allows us to break free from stagnation and complacency. It encourages us to explore new paths, take calculated risks, and pursue personal and professional growth. By embracing change, we can unlock our potential and discover hidden talents and abilities. Embracing change also involves cultivating a mindset of curiosity and learning. It means approaching new situations with an open mind, seeking opportunities for growth and improvement. By embracing change, we become lifelong learners, continuously adapting and evolving in response to the ever-changing world around us. Embracing change allows us to embrace the impermanence of life. It reminds us that everything is transient and subject to change. Instead of clinging to the past or worrying about the future, we can focus on the present moment and find peace in the flow of life. Marcus Aurelius teaches us the value of embracing change. By adopting a mindset of openness, flexibility, and curiosity, we can navigate the inevitable changes in life with resilience, growth, and adaptability. Let us embrace change as an opportunity for personal development, learning, and transformation, and embrace the beauty of life's ever-changing nature. Lesson 10. Show understanding and compassion towards others. Marcus Aurelius emphasizes the importance of showing understanding and compassion towards others. In our interactions with fellow human beings, it is essential to cultivate empathy, kindness, and a genuine desire to understand and support one another. Showing understanding involves putting ourselves in the shoes of others, striving to see the world from their perspective. It means recognizing that each person has their own unique experiences, beliefs, and challenges. By seeking to understand others, we can foster deeper connections and build bridges of empathy and compassion. Compassion goes hand in hand with understanding. It is the ability to recognize and empathize with the suffering, struggles, and joys of others. Compassion allows us to extend a helping hand, offer support, and show kindness towards those in need. It is a powerful force that can bring comfort, healing, and unity. When we show understanding and compassion towards others, we create an environment of acceptance and inclusivity. We acknowledge the inherent worth and dignity of every individual, regardless of their background, beliefs, or circumstances. By practicing understanding and compassion, we foster a sense of belonging and promote a more harmonious and compassionate society. Showing understanding and compassion can have a transformative impact on our relationships. It strengthens bonds, builds trust, and nurtures a sense of mutual respect and care. By approaching conflicts or disagreements with empathy and a willingness to understand, we can find peaceful resolutions and deepen our connections. It is important to note that showing understanding and compassion does not mean condoning harmful actions or enabling negative behavior. It means recognizing the humanity in others while holding them accountable for their actions. It means setting healthy boundaries and practicing self-care while still extending empathy and support. Marcus Aurelius teaches us the significance of showing understanding and compassion towards others. By cultivating empathy, kindness, and a willingness to understand, we can create a more compassionate world. Let us strive to practice understanding and compassion in our interactions, fostering connection, healing, and unity in our relationships and communities. Lesson 11. Find happiness in the simple things. Marcus Aurelius reminds us to find happiness in the simple things. In a world that often glorifies material possessions and external achievements, it is important to recognize that true happiness can be found in the small, everyday moments and the appreciation of life's simple pleasures. Finding happiness in the simple things involves shifting our focus from the pursuit of external validation to cultivating gratitude for what we already have. It means taking the time to notice and savor the beauty of nature, the warmth of a smile, or the joy of a shared moment with loved ones. By finding happiness in the simple things, we learn to live in the present moment. We become more mindful and aware of the small joys that surround us each day. Whether it's enjoying a cup of coffee, taking a walk in nature, or engaging in a hobby we love, these simple moments can bring us a deep sense of contentment and fulfillment. Finding happiness in the simple things encourages us to let go of excessive desires and expectations. It reminds us that true happiness does not solely rely on external circumstances or material possessions. Instead, it stems from cultivating an inner state of peace, gratitude, and appreciation for life's blessings, no matter how small they may seem. In a world that is constantly changing and filled with complexities, finding happiness in the simple things provides us with stability and a sense of grounding. It allows us to find joy and contentment even amidst challenges and uncertainties. By focusing on the simple pleasures, we can find solace and create a more balanced and fulfilling life. Marcus Aurelius teaches us the importance of finding happiness in the simple things. By cultivating gratitude, mindfulness, and an appreciation for life's small joys, we can experience true happiness and contentment. Let us embrace this teaching and take time each day to notice and cherish the simple pleasures that bring us happiness and enrich our lives. Lesson 12. Be fully present and enjoy the current moment. Marcus Aurelius emphasizes the significance of being fully present and enjoying the current moment. In a world filled with distractions and constant business, it is essential to cultivate mindfulness and embrace the present moment with all its beauty and opportunities. Being fully present means bringing our attention and awareness to the here and now. It involves letting go of worries about the past or anxieties about the future and immersing ourselves in the present experience. By doing so, we can fully engage with our surroundings, connect with others, and appreciate the richness of life unfolding before us. When we are fully present, we can experience a deeper sense of joy, fulfillment, and connection. We become more attuned to the details and nuances of our experiences, allowing us to savor the small moments of happiness and find gratitude in the simplest of things. By being fully present, we can enhance our relationships, deepen our understanding of ourselves, and create lasting memories. Being fully present also enables us to make the most of each moment. It allows us to focus our energy and attention on the task at hand, leading to increased productivity, creativity, and effectiveness. By immersing ourselves in the present moment, we can bring our best selves to every situation and make meaningful contributions to our work, relationships, and personal growth. Being fully present cultivates a sense of inner peace and calm. It helps us disconnect from the constant stream of thoughts and worries that often occupy our minds. By anchoring ourselves in the present moment, we can find refuge from stress, anxiety, and overwhelm. We can tap into a deeper sense of stillness and clarity that allows us to navigate life's challenges with grace and resilience. By cultivating mindfulness and immersing ourselves in the present experience, we can find joy, connection, and inner peace. Let us embrace this practice of being fully present, allowing ourselves to fully engage with life's wonders and make the most of each precious moment. Marcus Aurelius's teachings provide invaluable wisdom on how to change our perspective on the past. By accepting that the past cannot be changed, being open to change, learning from mistakes, letting go of resentment, being true to ourselves, appreciating the good things in life, focusing on what's within our control, taking time for self-reflection, embracing change, showing understanding and compassion towards others, finding happiness in simplicity, and being fully present in each moment, we can transform how we think about the past and live a more fulfilling life. Let these simple words of wisdom be a guiding light on your journey towards personal growth and inner peace.